This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Solve here on the popcorn on the third hour Auto World. Whew. Turn that sign around again. Take those screws. There it is. Wait a minute. There, that. We're open. The sign has been turned around. Welcome to. Get back up here to the microphone. Got to get the open sign out. We just flipped the switch on air live so no one can come in the studio except one person. Delivering David. Folks, welcome to Auto World. I appreciate you being here. This is the third hour. If you don't take the first and second hour, you lost my gain. No, you can get the second, first, and third hour all in one. I do appreciate each and every affiliate taking what they can take of Auto World, the first hour, second hour, and all 3 hours. I do appreciate that. But you can always, always go to GCNLive.com and go back in time. Go back to GCNLive.com and listen to it all and or do. I welcome you to go into GCNLive.com and look for Auto World and click on it. Because of what reason? Because you can see my smiling face and I'm not trying to hide is what I'm saying. I'm sitting here in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio enjoying it from Boise, Idaho. Been in Boise for many, many years. Back when the roads were dirt. Hey, that is true. Back in suburban area, there were two-lane dirt roads back in the day. I'm not that old, but it seems like it anymore. I don't feel old. Of course, I am not old. I've got a little snow on the roof, if you know what I mean. Still have some snow up there. That's the best part of it. I have grandkids. I have little twins, and I have a little girl and another little one coming. So I'm very proud to actually, get the electric cars out for them. Here not too long ago, the twins were sitting in their electric cars, Lightning McQueen and, of course, the Paw Patrol sitting in their little electric cars watching. Well, we had a drive-in. That's right. I called a drive-in theater right down in the house here, and they sat in their cars and they watched their Paw Patrol cartoon. That's what I'm talking about. I got to start them early, don't I? That's right. And so they're starting electric, and, one day they might just have electric cars, and I'm in trouble. Because they're going to ask me, Grandpa, what's wrong with my electric car? And I'm going to say, uh-oh. So I am studying, I'm learning, I'm reading, I'm doing all of the above to help you, of course, on your electric cars. Electric cars are knocking at the door, of course, constantly, all the time. They're knocking at the door. See, when the electric car knocks like that, there's nothing, not a problem. But you folks with the gas and diesel, when you hear that knocking at the door, you've got a problemo, and I'm here to fix it. So don't be bashful. Call me at 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio, all one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and I will help you find out how come your dog next door is barking all the time. Why do those kids keep throwing rocks on your roof? We can get those questions answered. Anyway, I appreciate you being here. It's good to be along. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the program, and be a part of the program. Each and every program is recorded, and it's in the archives, and the best part of it all is you can go Google Auto World Podcast. You can put an RSS behind that if you'd like, but just Google Auto World Podcast, and we're on the very top. And, of course, very, very proud, top car podcast voted by DuPont Registry. Saying Auto World Podcast is one of the number one podcasts. I'm very honored to hear that, because with that, I feel that I'm helping people. I'm helping you, the listeners. You're helping me by listening. We're all a team in this. And so when you call in or email, you become a member at no cost. That's the best part. I don't ask for a Visa or a MasterCard. And if you do email me, let me throw this out there. You email me with your car needs, wants, problems, etc. Heck, if you even got a car story, what was your first car? What was your daughter's first car, your son's first car? I don't mind. I'd love it. I love it. In fact, I've had some of our charter members actually send me photos of their their cars, and I see some neat cars and what they've done to them. And you know, I don't share any last names, of course, always just the first name. I don't share your address or anything, but it's about being part of a team, being part of a group, being part of Auto World. And I know that each and every one of you have a love affair for your car, or do you? You know, what is a love affair? Well, you have a love affair for your wife or husband, of course, girlfriend, boyfriend, but do you have a love affair for your car? Do you like that car, that truck, enough? Or do you just hate the payments? Do you hate the insurance payments? Do you hate the engine light that's on? Do you hate the noise it's making, the smell it's doing? Do you not like it? Do you feel safe about maybe, especially today with the COVID, the what's going on? We're all living the pandemic and the COVID with masks and all. Are you? We're driving our cars more, is what I'm saying here. I'll spit it out and put some saliva on the microphone. My janitor will hate me, but I just did. Anyway, do you feel safe and feel like your car, your vehicle could take you down the road with your family or your friends to go see your other friend in the next county or the next state? Can you drive 300-400 miles without it, you know, breaking down or afraid that you might feel it's going to break down? Let's fix it. Let's fix that right here, right now. The financial show of Auto World. I'm going to save you money. Not only that, but tell you how to fix it correctly, where to go. See, you want to look for that little blue star. If you don't have a mechanic, look for the little blue star. It's called ASE, Automotive Service Excellent. And we have to get certified to be that badge. We have to have that badge on our shirts. You don't really have to, but if you're going to somebody that doesn't have it, they really, yeah, they might have been there, done that, and touched and tasted and fixed it, and it worked, and they feel like they've just won, you know. It's kind of like picking a stock on the stock market, and it just keeps going up. You feel like you're a hero. You really do. You feel like, well, I can trade stocks. I can do real well, just like a mechanic. Why, Mark, I put that clutch in that Ford Focus without a lift, without any knowledge, without going to college to learn how to do it. I did it, so I'm a mechanic now. Okay, well then let me ask you this. Can you diagnose about anything and everything that's in that car when it makes that noise, when the engine light comes on? Do you have the tools? Do you have the equipment? And do you understand the coding of it? See, that's the whole, the calibration of the OBD2 scanner? Uh-oh. And here's the thing for each and every one of us. Do you have a memory saver? No, not the lifesaver. Thing that you're going to unwrap the wrap and put in your mouth at break time to make sure we have good clean breath here on Auto World. No, not that. I'm talking about a memory saver that you plug into the OBD2 connector and then plugs into a 12-volt jumper box to keep your computer alive while you go underneath your hood, or your folks over in the UK, your bonnet in Germany there. You got to have that all, that memory saver plugged in order to disconnect any electrical items underneath your hood. So that's one of the biggest mistakes that I keep seeing and reading in these service bulletins, and also the recall that a lot of us are not buying the memory saver and or the 12-volt jumper box to plug in, and so we're just going and fixing our stuff. We see it on YouTube telling us how to do it, and they're not, nobody's plugging in the memory saver. To save the data that's in your hard drive before you disconnect electrical mass airflow sensor underneath your hood. So be careful. And yeah, anyone and everyone can buy one of those. I don't know where you can. I mean, maybe AutoZone or Pep Boys or O'Reilly's or Advanced Auto Parts sell them. I have one. I don't remember where I got it. I think I bought it a specialty, probably through Snap-on or Mac, but you got to have one of those. So that's the first thing. That the largest tool that I have sitting here in the right in front of me at all times, in order, before I even start talking to you about your car, I actually almost plug it in just to talk to you about your car, to memory save the computer data that's in the computer. So this hour here on Auto World, we're going to go in, not only have a little trivia for you, I got some engine management we're going to talk about, and I've got 12 weird facts about your automobile coming back from the break, and more emails from you. I have one here live right now we're going to share when we get back from this short break. Get some popcorn, Coca-Cola, Pepsi. We'll be right back here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You won't screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl, and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled, his leg was fried, his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor, and stayed right there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. Sign says clearance is the 12-foot line, but the chickens were stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel on 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off liquor and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down. We run out of ground at the edge of town, bashed in at the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
There you have it. Oh, welcome back to Auto World. It's good to have you along. Really is. It really is to have you along with us. We're always, you never know who's going to drive what, down where, to which springs. I'm Mark Evans, your host, broadcasting right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. And it's time for a little trivia again. Yeah, that's right, 1959. For you folks that don't know about the 1959 year, well, it's as big as a whale. What was big as a whale in 1959? The long fin Cadillacs reach over 16 and a half feet. Woohoo! I like those whales, those fins. Oh, my God, those Cadillacs. The price of those things have gone through the roof. Delivering David. Oh, my, you scared me. Oh, my God. Delivering David just dropped in again with a little bit of news. Woo, thank you. Now, get out. No, you can't have my popcorn. I'm trying to keep the butter on the microphone for, you know, loudmouth Jay Gender here. Okay, let's get to the news that he just brought into me. Striking new MDX interior design teased ahead of the global debut. Do you know what the MDX is? Acura. That's right. October 8th. This just turned around the other day here in Torrance, California. Acura's new flagship, folks. The SUV takes a quantum leap forward in interior design. Premium craftsmanship and technology. Fourth generation of MDX. Many years. They've had it out for many years. This is the fourth generation. Set to do a virtual unveiling. Prototype, of course, form for you. Wednesday, October 14th. Delivering David, you did your job again. You got it to us before it was time. Thank you. So each and every one of us can take a look at this brand new Acura MDX. I've got a picture here of it, and it is beautiful. Acura today, of course, providing a glimpse of the new interior of the fourth generation MDX, folks. His global debut is October 14th, so you can get online. Just Google it, and you'll see it. They're really hitting home here. It is literally, I've worked on them. I haven't done a lot of work to them, power steering pumps. It's a seven-passenger, and it is a seven-passenger interior, by the way, for all of you. Seven people. It is very smooth, luxury, of course, throughout the cabin. And don't forget about the cabin air filter while we're talking about it. But the Acura, it's the next generation. It's a sport. The sport seats, of course, are in there. They're sculptured to your body. You don't slide around anymore. You feel like you're like my race chair that I'm sitting right here, right now in there. They have three rows of seats. That's how they're getting seven people in there. Now, granted, don't email me and, you know, be mad at me because I have not got in this yet. Okay, I don't know how big that third seat is in the back, but it's got the Signature Edition ELS Studio 3D Premium Audio System, and you do need that. And, of course, the lighting on this thing. You can change lighting throughout the cabin, different types of lighting, different colors of lighting, and you not only have one lighting, but you can do up to three levels of lighting. That's kind of neat. The 2021 TLX Sports Sedan, the all-new MDX, folks. take a look at it when you get a chance. And that's giving you the inside scoop here, delivering. David brought it to me, and I want to thank him again for bringing it, because each and every one of us now can do it and look at it digitally on the Internet. And sometimes, you know, well, we can't go the ride and drives like I do. With that's coming, I hope, knocking at the door for each and every one of us. Media people, we can knock on the door of getting back together again, I hope, and being able to get into it. But that's some great news. That's awesome that that came to us. So let's go now to the email bag again. It's time. Yes, I like to reach in there and get these emails. Oh, email address again is autoworldradio, all one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And don't be bashful. The phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, let's do it. Reach in this baby. Kind of looks like Santa Claus's bag, but it has my greasy handprint, so it's kind of dirty on the top. I need to probably wash it. Maybe I can get Suitcase and Susie to wash it for me. Okay, email. Let's see here. It says, hi, Swami. Well, that's a surprise. Hey, Swami, now that's me, and I want to thank Frank, one of our charter members out of New Mexico. He put that name on me, and it seems to be working, because this email is not from Frank. So it says, hi, Swami. Great to have you here for us. I have a quick question for you on my old 1978 High Boy pickup. Driving down the road at normal speeds, when the truck shifts into the next gear, it seems to shift real hard and clunks hard. When I really press down on the go button, as you call it, it really clunks. I haven't taken it anywhere yet for an estimate. Thought if I would be able to pick your brain first. LOL. Of course, that stands for laughing out loud. Thanks again for being here, Brent. Hey, it's time for a shout out. Woo! Brent from Pasco, Washington. Listening to us here on affiliate station KFLD 870 AM. Of course, Pasco, Washington, Richland, Kennewick. Good to have you guys along up there, all of you, each and every one of you. Brent, thanks for becoming a member of Auto World. That's how you do it, because each and every show is recorded. And so, Brent, you're there with us on Auto World Podcast, and of course the all the old shows that we have, which is this going to be, you know, next week you can hear it again if you'd like. So Brent, you got an old High Boy. That's awesome truck, the Ford 78 Ford High Boy, and you're having heavy shifts. Well, two things. We didn't talk anything about, as you said, quick question. When we come back from the short break, I'm going to talk about a little bit of transmission. Maybe problems for Brent in Pasco, Washington, and or maybe even, a transmission mount, Brent. We come right back. Go grab some more popcorn. If you got a Snickers bar, go for it. We'll be right back here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
White House doctors say President Trump is no longer at risk of spreading the coronavirus. In a memo, White House physician Dr. Sean Conley said the president's symptoms have all improved. He'd been fever-free for over 24 hours, and there's no longer evidence of an actively replicating virus, though the White House has not said if the president has tested negative for the virus. With the new report on his health, the president will hit the campaign trail tomorrow. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
President Trump will host a rally in Central Florida in Sanford at 7 p.m. their time, his first campaign stop since his COVID diagnosis on October 1st. He's promised to make up for lost ground since the virus had him down for over a week. His first event since being released from the hospital was Saturday at the White House, a peaceful protest and a meeting to discuss law and order. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yeah, this is Pepsi. A little bit of salty popcorn to go with it, sitting back, relaxing. Hey, I'm glad you're doing that with me. I'm Mark Evans, the host of Auto World. You're listening to Auto World. Thanks for spending your weekend with me each and every week. I appreciate it. I really do. You know, you actually making the time to be here with me, along with all the other listeners, I do appreciate it. And, of course, Auto World, the email here at Auto World is open 29 hours a day. Yes, all the time. Auto World Radio, all one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, don't be bashful, 855-660-4261. And sometimes I'm not Axelrod Alex and I. We might be a little bit slow on the stick there on the phone. So don't be bashful. If you called in and want to call back, please do, good or bad. Because if we don't know bad, we can't get it to be good in your automobile. Let's go back now to that email I had. Of course, the gentleman... I accidentally put it back in the bag, so I gotta find it. I shouldn't have put it back. There it is. Dang it. Okay. Brent from Pasco. Oh, let's do a shout out. Oh, yeah. Good sounding horn. In the key of F. Shout out to KFLD. KFLD, 870 AM. Richland, Kennewick, Pasco, Washington. Good to have each and every one of you along up there listening. I do appreciate it. Glad you could be with us. Now, Brent's got a question here on a 78 Ford Highboy pickup. What that is a four-wheel drive short box pickup. Single cab. Give you a picture with words what that looks like. And they look kind of like they're lifted from the factory, but they're really not. Like somebody put an aftermarket lift kit on them, but they did not. And he says he's driving down the road and it's normal speeds and it shifts hard. So Brent, what we got going on here, it sounds like if you've never done an automatic, now you said it shifts hard, so I'm taking it for granted that you have an automatic transmission.
Because if you've got a manual transmission, then that tells me that, you know, you're shifting hard and dropping clutch. So let's just say you got an automatic transmission. All right, sounds like you do. So with an automatic transmission, have you had it serviced? If the filter in that, now that 78, you probably have a C6 is the model of that transmission. The C6 came in the trucks, and the C4 came in like the Ford Granadas, Mercury Monarchs, those makes and models back in that year, 78. So you probably have a C6. Now, there is a filter, a transmission filter in there that's basically got paper, foam, etc., and you have to throw that away. It gets plugged up. It's designed to capture all the goodies, and you got to get that out of there. So I'm not saying that, you know, it's plugged, but let's do a transmission service and get this thing, you know, serviced, new fluid and new filter. And again, you might even be just low on quart of oil. Now, this is for everybody. Thanks to Brent for asking the question, too, with the fluid level. If you don't have the fluid level up and correct, it could shift hard, okay? But if it's really shifting hard, like you're saying here, I want you to check to see if you have a rear tail shaft transmission mount out. They're just rubber, and usually the tail shaft seals leak on those transmissions, and they saturate the rubber, which then makes the rubber gooey and soft, and then the transmission, it's just metal attached, glued with rubber. So you might have a tranny mount out, and you're going to ask, how do I check that? Well, best way to do it is to put it in drive, Brent, just sitting there parked, and kind of power brake it, one foot on the gas, one foot on the brake, and then give it a little gas. And have the hood open at the same time so you can see the engine, and if the engine torques literally to the left or to the right, the tranny mount is out, and that's your clunk. Because every time it shifts, it moves the whole entire back end of the tail shaft of the transmission, causing what? Clunk. That's a pretty good sound effect. Anyway, oh, Brent, that's how you do it. You're a member now of Auto World at no cost. I appreciate you emailing us from Pasco, Washington. With that said, let's now go to New Mexico, live with Frank. Hi, Frank. Welcome.
Hey, Swami Mark. Great show as always.
Oh, thank you, Frank. I appreciate it. Good to have you along. And you got him calling me Swami now, Frank. Thanks.
Yeah,
it works.
I heard that. It kind of made me laugh.
But yeah, you know, it makes me feel good.
I've got my, this is about my 86 Olds, you know, 5.0 V8 Rochester Quadrajet. It's running real rich. You can smell it, you know, the fumes and the gas mileage has gone to pot. And I'm thinking, well, darn it, is the most likely culprit the O2 sensor?
No. Now, does it start pretty easy, Frank?
It starts real easy, yeah.
Okay, and then when it's cold, you know, and the motor hasn't been started or anything, what we want to do with the Quadrajet, and I don't know if you do start it this way, but you want to, before you start cranking the starter over and the motor over, do you push the accelerator pedal down a couple times, pump it a couple times, and then start it up?
No, it usually just starts, you know, when I turn the key, it starts on its own. It just runs, you know, no problem.
Okay.
I don't really ever have to pump it, unless it's real cold some days or something. But
okay.
No, it just starts right up and runs, but it just, you can smell the fumes, and I was thinking, well, it doesn't look to me like the choke is stuck closed or anything.
Well, yeah, and that's why I was wondering if you're pumping it, what a couple things. Now, does it run faster than normal idle when you first start it? Like run, what?
Nope, I've got the idle set right down about 500. It's actually a low idle.
Okay, but
that's
does it,
idle
when
set.
You, good, now that's perfect, but when you first start it up when it's cold, does it run faster off the idle?
Or does, well, I haven't or checked it this year because it hasn't gotten cold yet, but I guess that's
okay.
Something to do maybe at 6 a.m. when it's a little cooler. But,
yes.
It hasn't been doing that. No.
Okay. Okay. Now, with the Quadrajet, with carburetors in general, this is how I'm trying to get into that choke word on this carburetor, this Quadrajet, because the choke is manual rods hooked to the accelerator pedal linkage. So when you want to first start it, now I know you're in New Mexico and you're not going to be as cold up there as the folks in Alaska listening, but that car and that metal doesn't know where it's at. And so it, when you first, before you start it up, it's cold. The motor's cold, see, at whatever temperature it's sitting at in New Mexico there. So when you first start it, what you want to do, and this is the test I'd like you to do, because we could have a choke butterfly, you know, the little flapper there on top of the carburetor? You want to go out, and since that flapper is literally connected with mechanical rods connected to the accelerator linkage, you want to go out, and before you turn the motor over, you want to go out and just push the accelerator down one time and let off. And what you're doing there is you're actually setting the choke butterfly, that flapper. Okay. And by doing that, that choke flapper basically is, it should close down and almost completely close off so no air can get in, but it opens up, and there's a gauge we use. We want that flapper to be open just a little bit, only on initial startup. And so when you start it, that thing should run faster than a normal idle. And the way you set what's going on there is that the choke on the passenger side of the carburetor on the quarter jet has got a screw-in spring, but it's a thermometer that's basically temperature-controlled, and it's getting heat sent to it by electrical wire. So you're going to go out, you're going to push it down one time. That sets the butterfly because it's hooked to the linkage. It shuts off a lot of that cold air going in the carburetor. When you crank it up, it goes wah and runs faster than a normal idle. And it's going to, you want to run it like that for about 2 minutes. And then how do you set it to get down to normal idle? Just by touching the accelerator pedal before you put it in gear. So just tap the accelerator pedal and it'll go back to normal idle, and you put it in drive and off you go.
At that point, mm-hmm. after I press it the second time, or maybe even before, when I press the first one before I start it, and it choke closes down to the gap you described, and then let it run and press it again, should I just like visually check to see that flap opened up?
Exactly. Frank, can you hold on for through the break?
Nope.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate it, because we're going to go a little deeper into the carburetor. We're going to take a short break with Frank from New Mexico. When we come back, Frank, got any popcorn? If you don't, we might have to get you some. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Billy Gibbons with ZZ Top. Good to have him along. Quite an interesting story there. Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. He gets his guitars made right here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting. He comes in and says hi to our folks. He's actually played here before. So a little trivia before we go back to Frank, New Mexico. We're going to go right down the throat of his carburetor here in a second. Why not? 1946, France, folks, introduced a vehicle tax based on horsepower. A policy still in place in the 1990s, and the reason why France does not produce cars with big engines. In case you were wondering. Oh, I hate that. Taxes. Sure glad it's not April 15th. Well, they changed that this year. Anyway, taxes on horsepower. Let's go back to Frank, our charter member in New Mexico. Frank, it's a pleasure to have you along, and we're talking about your carburetor. You're sucking down a lot of gas. There you are. Hi, Frank.
Hi. Yeah, a lot of gas.
I'm sorry. I was pushing the throttle pedal instead of the right button to get you on the air. But so your quadrojet, once you, like we were saying, you push the pedal down before you start it. That sets the choke, that flapper. And the carburetor quadrojets will literally throw a lot of fuel, unburned fuel, down the throat of that. And that's your Oldsmobile, you said?
Yes, sir. 5.0.
Okay. The 5.0, yeah, that's a good engine. Now, so if the flap up on top there is not opening all the way, once it gets the coil thermostatic, the spring over on the passenger side warm, and once that gets warm, it doesn't take but probably 2, maybe at the most 3 minutes, and it then that spring tightens up, causing that choke butterfly flap to go straight up, letting all the air, of course, come through. And if it's not if you will just go ahead and start it up and warm it up, and if you take the lid off, you know, you don't have to take the whole canister off, because a lot of the old Oldsmobiles, as you know, Frank, has got all those vacuum hoses and stuff. It takes an hour to get the air canister off of there, you know, yeah. A lot of those. And so just take the top lid off and look down the throat of there and see if that choke butterfly flapper is straight up. Yeah. And if it's not, and it's sitting there tilted almost closed, then, yeah, that's going to be a lot of gas going out the tailpipe on it. Now, the O2 sensor on that, if it's not reading, you don't have any engine lights on it, do you? Or any, oh, there's that Morse code on those older cars.
Right.
Have you seen that? It flashes the light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, OBD1, sometimes you can plug that OBD1 little plastic. I still have a lot of that tool, but it might flash. Oh, I'm trying to think here what that word is on the dash. It's kind of not like a picture like we have on our new cars of an engine called an engine light, but it's got the words. It's not service engine soon. I believe it just says... it just says check engine, I believe, the words. It'll flash. You can turn the key on. Don't start the engine, but you can turn the key on and do that first to see where those two words are on your dash. It's an amber color. It should be over on the left-hand side of the dash. You turn just the key on and then get a piece of paper and pencil, of course, before you do that.
I've done that, write down the codes and stuff, because I got that little plastic thing to plug into the plug, you know. And I've got a little book that gives me the codes and what they mean, yeah.
Good. It doesn't say O2 sensor, does it?
It has in the past. It was before I replaced the carburetor, and the light is still on, but I haven't. The last time I plugged in the little plastic thing, for some reason, I wasn't getting any flashes. So I don't know really where it's at with the codes. I know that thing just shorts out a couple of terminals. So
it does.
It's not really a failure in the little plastic box, but. Yeah,
right.
Anyway, I think I'll go with the visualizing of the flap, see if it opens up and stuff.
Right. Now, and that, you know, back in the day, we didn't have those plastic boxes. We'd just take a paper clip. So you're absolutely right. Yeah, your little, and I don't want to say on the air, I don't want anybody doing this. There's a certain terminal you touch. So, but that box is the way to go, and you don't have any codes, so it's not flashing. So the Quadrajet, you know, you got the fuel and mixture screws there, down, right, left in the front of the carburetor. And if this is a pretty new carburetor, now, do you know how to adjust those fuel air mixture screws?
Well, I haven't messed with them on this car. I think the plugs might still be over them, although they're easily removed. I used to do it with my four-barrel Holley and my 396 Chevelle. Yeah, I used to mess with it there, but I haven't messed with these ones. I was assuming that those screws only control the richness of the mixture at idle. Is that correct?
Yes, fuel and air mixture at idle. And like I say, they have those little silly soft plugs in front of those heads so you can't get to them. And we used to just take the carburetor, of course, and take it over to the bench grinder and just grind a V right into the plug, and then just take a little punch and pop it out. That way we could get our screwdriver into the fuel air mixture screws. So that, you know, you can screw those out, Frank. I mean, like, you know, they should be out about almost two turns. But if they're covered, you don't have to worry about it. That's not going to cause your richness problem that you're talking about. But this Oldsmobile, you don't have a lot of miles on that, do you?
106,000.
Okay. Why I asked that, I forgot what you had on it, because the catalytic converter is probably original, isn't it?
No. It was replaced about, maybe 10 years ago.
Okay. Good. That means that if a catalytic converter is 106,000 miles, then we've got some excessive gas still laying in the bottom of the converter, which you do not have because you replaced it. So, but Quadrajets, well, if we take the top off of a Quadrajet, now, there's some tricks we do that I can replace on the top there, you'll see there's two main needle jets on a mechanical arm that's pushing. Every time you give it gas, it actually, and it's right there by the choke butterfly, right down through the center, those two needle valves they're real long because they're going down into the main jets on that carburetor. And so we've done some tricks on those in the past, and we can replace those needles, Frank, to lean out that quadrajet for you. And that's, yeah, and you take the screw off, and you can pull those out yourself and dip those needles back down in, the new needles. So is that, the key to that is to make sure that, my recommendations, you want to keep this stock, you want to keep it running, but does it bother, you can take that quadrajet off. How long ago did you buy it?
About
pretty fresh?
18 months ago, I guess.
Okay. The Elderbrock brand, or the Carter brand, AFB is the model. You can keep the stock quadrajet to go back on the car when you go to, let's say, have it sold, if you are going to sell it as original. But the Carter AFB carburetor, Elderbrock AFB carburetor, zero problemos, great gas mileage, starts easy. I mean, it's literally, it's bulletproof, no problems at all.
And that's on easy, and the linkages will hook up the same and everything?
Yes. Same air canister and all. They are awesome. They have saved my life in my years of doing this, keeping customers happy. Literally, they're an awesome carburetor. But, see, with the authentic being stock, it's not there now. So if you're thinking, I don't know if you're going to think about selling it later, but you keep the stock quadrajet. See, the stock quadrajet, we can fix that. I know what the flooding problem is. We've got to take the top of the carburetor off, and in the center of that carburetor, truthfully, I know it's new, 18 months ago, but it's probably got a crack in it down through the center. They were known for this down through the center of the top part of the quadrajet, and literally,
visible?
You have to take the top carburetor off.
Yeah,
but then
it would be visible, right?
Yep. You can see the top through. Take the top of the carburetor off, leave the base plate on, take the top off, and you'll turn that upside down, and you'll see where it's more than likely cracked. And truthfully, JB Weld does make a special formulated JB Weld to JB Weld that section of that. And I've done so many of those like that over the years to save what you're just talking about, the flooding and the smelling of the gas. And so with that said, you end up with a better running car, Frank.
Okay,
Frank,
great hand.
Yeah.
I'll check that out.
I appreciate you calling in, being part of the show.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, Frank. Bye. Have a good week, everybody. Yep, thanks, Frank. Drive on, everybody, and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.